Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. And want to thank our sponsors this week, DraftKings, for helping to keep the lights on and keeping this virtual tailgate party rolling all year long. Enjoy this week's show, and don't forget, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot. We'll see you in the parking lot.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Hey, everybody. It's another exciting edition of Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here this week and got an in-studio guest. We've got the sports mouth of the South, the new host of the All-Around Breakdown. Let me introduce you to Mr. Jason Fairchild. Jason, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Appreciate it, John. How's the Grill Sergeant doing today?
You know, the Grill Sergeant isn't doing as much grilling as he should these days. I'm doing plenty of eating, but not a lot of grilling. I'm ready to get back out there. You know, as far as Texas weather's gone, it's been really rainy and just hadn't allowed me to get out there and do what I need to do.
Not the ideal grilling situation.
Not the ideal grilling situation at all. You know, but from a, you know, and you know, this time of year is really interesting too, because and I was having this conversation with my business partner the other day, and you know, the perception is that from a tailgating standpoint that this is the downtime. And really, if you think about it, between baseball, between all the festivals and county fairs and state fairs, and you know, one of the best tailgate party I've ever been to in my life was in Omaha, Nebraska at the College World Series. So I've got to mentally break that perception in my own mind, not in the consumer's mind, not in people that are out there in listening to this show on many of our stations like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app, Podomatic, our new folks in Europe with Audio Boom, and the good people at Buzzsprout. Did you like how I threw all those names in there at once?
Beautiful.
Plugola
Payola.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You got to take care of the people that take care of you. But you know, it's huge tailgating time, and this is the best part of the year. You know, this is going into the summer, and I know we get beat up, but I was just talking to someone up in Massachusetts. They've just now gotten the snow out of their yards, and even still there's some in some shaded area, there's still snow piled up. So you know, it's
probably the best weather all around this time of the year. It's not as busy from an event standpoint, but the weather is really nice.
Yeah, and you know, from a sports perspective, there's lots going on. You got NASCAR, you've got baseball kicked off, you've got the NBA playoffs just started. We'll talk about that in a minute. Of course, NHRA, drag racing, and all the, you know, all the spring activities that go along, and of course, you know, even things like youth soccer leagues. There are big tailgate parties that take place at your local YMCA.
Right. You know what I was thinking about the other day, John? That's really a 4-day tailgate event is the PGA.
Yeah.
You're tailgating on the course right there while they're playing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of alcohol, a lot of cold beverages being served at the PGA. And that's, if you've never been out to an event, if you like golf, if you even can stand golf, you need to go to at least one, because those are really, really fun to be at. It's like people say, I don't want to go to NASCAR because they just go in a circle. That's pretty oversimplifying.
It sure is, because I felt the same way until I went to my first NASCAR event and fell in love with it.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. Put those headsets on, listen to the pit crews.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and you're right. We just had the Texas Open here just about a month ago, and it's a huge event, and it brings out thousands and thousands of sports fans. So, yeah, there is no – tailgating is a year-round sport.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of sports, let's jump into well, what do you want to talk about first? Let's switch roles. You are the host of the show now, so you throw a topic out there and let's talk about it.
Let's get right into the NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs. Well, you're sitting in the city that is, I think, has been the most consistent team over the last 15 years. They've got five championships. You know, this is the
Hall of Fame coach.
Hall of Fame coach. Did you hear the Atlanta Hawks coach last night? He won Coach of the Year, and he spent 2.5 minutes talking about Pop because Pop was his mentor. And,
absolutely.
Greg Popovich. But, you know, they're sitting in a six seed. They're down 1-0 against an L.A. Clippers team that if they put it together at the right time of year, which is now, you know, the Spurs could be packing it in pretty early this year.
Not going to happen.
Okay.
Pop, not going to happen. Don't even let yourself get drawn into that.
Oh, I don't, but I listen to the game day react right after the game, and people are jumping off of buildings and throwing themselves in front of cars and vans and trains and right things like that.
It's like, how many times do you have to see it to believe it?
Right.
Sun comes up every day.
Yeah.
For the past 15 years, the Spurs take it up a notch.
Yeah.
Don't have it in front of me, but I think there's been very few sweeps that they've had, but somehow they find a way to win. They're not going to get out coached. They're not going to get out hustled. The Clippers are decent. They're an up and coming, I would say, team. But you know, Clippers going to get one. We'll see what happens tonight. But
yeah,
no doubt in my mind, San Antonio. It may go seven. You know, I'm sure the NBA would love seven. The ratings are going to go up. But your Spurs are good, man. They're going to round two.
Yeah, as we record this on Wednesday before the show drops on Thursday, we don't know the outcome. By the time the show comes out, we'll know if the Spurs are 1-1 or if they've dropped 0-2. But so you have spent the better part of the last couple of decades, and again, we're based here in Texas, so we don't want to exclude anybody, but we will talk about the Dallas Mavericks and the Houston Rockets series real quick. What's going on there, and what do you see happening?
Dallas has got a big problem because the Rondo experiment after the game last night has officially failed. He played, I think, 9 minutes last night, 55 seconds in the second half. You know, they kind of put all their eggs in a basket, and I love the trade when it happened. I think everybody loved the trade when it happened. But he clearly doesn't want to be there. There's rumors that he's already reached out to some of the guys in L.A., he's a free agent at the end of this season, so he can go anywhere he wants to go. You know, it's a shame because Dallas is – they're still a decent team. You don't win 50 games by being lucky. Houston's on fire right now. I think Houston is a sleeper. Can you say that, you know, that they're really a sleeper as a two seed? Yeah, I think so because I think if you ask most guys who's coming out of the West, you're going to have to get the – 3, 4, maybe even 5 before Houston comes up.
Yeah, and you know, Houston has been one of those teams that not since the Olajuwon era, they've really been under the radar for a lot of years.
And they weren't good for a while. After that, I mean, they really weren't. They were competitive, but, you know, they missed the playoffs for a couple of years. It's not somebody that's just been around and they've been getting better, you know, little by little. They picked up Harden. You know, the Howard experiment failed in L.A. He came over. And, you know, Kevin McHale has done a really good job. He probably deserves more credit than he's actually getting for letting them do their thing. I think chemistry is probably more important in the NBA than anything because I think that's what's going on in Dallas right now. Rondo's got a riff with Carlisle, and he's just mailed it in. He's just mailed it in. So, you know, McHale allowing Harden to do what he does, surrounding him with other comparable players that just – dude, it's just fun to watch. You know, my Mavericks are getting their butt kicked, and I can't even be mad about it because I actually enjoy watching the Rockets play.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I think for a number of years, for a number of reasons, the Rockets, especially here in Texas, have really, you know, I think for a few years with the Yao Ming experiment, they got a lot of international press and you know, I was really hoping that he would become that dominant player that I think people thought he was going to back, what's that been, 7, 8 years now?
Absolutely.
But Harden is the real deal. I don't like looking at him. I don't like his beard. But the guy can play.
It's very distracting.
It is. It's very distracting. And is he the MVP of the league this year?
No. And man, any other year, it probably would be hands down. But what Steph Curry has done. And before the season, everyone thought and believed that Golden State would be really good. Steve Kerr coming in was a good thing. But nobody saw this coming from Steph Curry.
And is Golden State the class of the West? I mean, are all roads theoretically and in reality going through Northern California?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't say otherwise. If San Antonio makes it to the finals and plays Golden State, I think it's a 7-game series. But Golden State has earned the position to be number one, and they've earned the right to, hey, you got to go through us to get there.
Yeah. I'm here with Jason Fairchild, and we are just bullshitting, and we can say bullshit because we don't have any restrictions of the FCC. So FCC, guess what? I'm not going to say that. So let's move over to the West over to the East real quick. I really like that Chicago team. I know that Cleveland is the darlings, and anywhere LeBron goes, the media goes.
Oh, by the way, LeBron finished third in the NBA Coach of the Year voting. he finished third behind Buchenberg at Atlanta and Kerr. LeBron did finish third in the NBA Coach.
Now you're not. You are not making the leap that coach. Much like the conversation we were having in the car earlier, that when Barry Switzer was the coach of the Super Bowl champions a few years. And no drag on Barry. I love Barry with the Sooners.
Barry's a great guy. He's hilarious.
He's awesome.
Great football coach.
It's not about him so much as that situation where I just remember, and we'll get back on the East in a second, but I just remember the presser after the Super Bowl win when Jerry and Barry were holding that trophy up. And they said, we did it. And the only thing missing from that was Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. Or better than that, the press conference to announce when he hired Switzer. And Switzer going, we got a job to do. We're going to do it, baby.
Yeah. Hey, that was a good Barry Switzer impersonation.
I'm going to do it with Jimmy Johnson's players. Is the only thing that he left out.
All right. So let's go back to the East. So other than your assumption that LeBron is the player coach, much like Meadowlark Lemon in the old days of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Absolutely. Love me some Meadowlark Lemon. Curly Neal, Geese Osby.
Yeah, Geese Osby lived in our hometown for like 5 years.
I've actually got a picture of myself and Geese Osby from when I was in high school.
Geese Osby to the rescue. Yeah, that's awesome.
Nobody else would know who he was, but I do.
I know exactly who he is.
He's in street clothes, though, so not...
he doesn't have the multicolored exactly. Red, white, and blue. Well, that's... Right. I may not know him under those circumstances.
Some random tall black dude.
There you go. Hey, well, let's get back to the East.
Let's get back to the East.
We digress. So in the East, you've got you've got Cleveland, Atlanta, in Chicago that I think,
That's it. You got the other ones, but we'll just call them 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. I say that tongue in cheek with LeBron. He said it the other day. Blatt's been very honest about it, and it's probably a credit to Blatt that he's managing the situation really well. I hope Chicago's healthy because that excites me. I want Chicago to be healthy. They're going to need to go ahead and take care of Milwaukee and get a couple of extra days, before their second round match. Rose is playing well, but man, we got to go through the first week in June. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Is there
as big a discrepancy between the West and the East as there appears to be and has appeared to be over the, I know that there was that window when the best team money could buy, the Miami Heat were it. But by and large, I don't know if it's just because I have more exposure to the West, but it just seems like the West is stacked. I think 7 or 6 of the top 8 teams in the playoffs have over 50 wins. Right. I mean, in, you know, that last weekend shuffle.
Right.
You know, the Spurs were number 2 on a Saturday and were a 6 on a Sunday or something like that. And,
got to beat New Orleans.
Got to beat New Orleans,
But I think the disparity is real, John. The East, they just, you know, there's a more balanced schedule now in the NBA. You still play your divisional opponents and your conference opponents more than you play the other conference. But they are... you know, making an attempt to balance the schedule more. And they just, the East is, I mean, wins matter. You know, you can't say that they're just as strong when you've got, you know, 2 teams in one conference with 50 wins and 8 in the other.
Yeah. So let's cut to the chase. Let's talk about the NBA championship and who you have winning the title at the end of the day. I know it's a long playoff season. Anything can happen. I know the Spurs are one injury away from, you know, self-destruction because they're old.
Right.
And again, I'm just using that as an example. But who do you have winning, lifting that trophy, and riding off into the sunset as the NBA world champions, which, I still have issues with the term world champions because
it's not the world.
It's not the world. But anyway, the NBA champions.
I like Golden State and San Antonio meeting in the West, and I think Golden State wins in 7. I really do. But I think San Antonio gets out of this round against the Clippers and, you know, makes it a great series in the finals against the Warriors. I think that Chicago and Cleveland, I think Atlanta's had a really good year, but I think once Atlanta gets past this round, I think Chicago probably takes them out in the second round. I like Cleveland to beat Chicago. I want Chicago to win, but I think Cleveland plays better every week. I think, you know, it's took them the whole year. You know, the new coach, the new players, the, you know, Kevin Love having to put his ego in the back seat a little bit. But I think everybody's buying in.
Yep.
So I like Cleveland and Golden State. And, man, I really think Cleveland's going to win. I don't want them to, but I really think that they're going to be able to do it in 1 year.
You know, and I'm not opposed to them winning a championship because Cleveland is like the and folks, please take this as the in the manner in which it is given. Cleveland is like the losingest sports town of all times. And I think those fans, those diehard fans, I've been to a Browns game, I've been to an Indians game, I have been to one Cavaliers game here. And I think if any fan base deserves a championship, by God, it ought to be those Cleveland fans. And so I'm okay.
Yeah.
I personally like LeBron. He's got a lot of hype. He's a hype machine, but he's not a self-hype guy. Everybody else hypes him. He's a decent guy, and I like him.
I think so too. And he's the best player. There's, you know, a couple guys that have gotten closer to him, especially this year, but he's by far still the best player in the NBA. And you know, he handles his business well, you know, considering everything that he's been through. And he's got a right. You know, he gets slammed for going back, but man, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
You know, if I had a chance to go back home and make a ton of money, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Live around surroundings and people that you know are not there because they've known you your whole life.
Where I grew up and, you know, raise my kids. Yeah. Yeah, more power to him.
Yeah. And just before we go to break, I'm going to give you my bold predictions on the NBA championship, and it's going to be out of nowhere, but I'm going Houston and Chicago.
Boy, that would be the NBA. Oh, that I would love that. I would love that.
And it's not based on anything other than gut. I think you said something right when we first started talking about it, that Houston's on fire, and sometimes you just kind of see it. And I see it with Houston.
You know, there was a timeout last night. Didn't mean to cut you off there, Grill Sergeant.
That's all right.
But, you know, Mikal was mic'd up, and during the timeout on TNT, they, you know, went live with his mic, and he said, just watch, guys. When we make 3 or 4 passes, they start scrambling, and when they start scrambling, we got them.
Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah.
They're passing the ball that well, unselfishly, and Dallas just looks lost, and I hate it because I'm such a Mavs fan, but man, Houston is just the better team.
Yeah, and Kevin Mikal, I mean, going back to my youth, you know,
that's a that, long time ago, John.
Yeah, I know. It's really a long time ago. But that Boston Celtics team with he and DJ and Bird and Chief and all those guys, that
Rick Carlisle?
Yeah, absolutely.
Rick Kite.
Yeah, man, you're busting out the bench from that team.
You forget that you and I are closer in age because we just look so far.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah, I have much more gray hair than you. Hey, folks, we're actually talking sports this week on Tailgate Radio, which we rarely do. We always talk about the things that happen before the game and sometimes after the game. But we're actually talking sports this week. And when we come back, we have a litany of, look that word up. That's a damn fine word.
How about plethora?
Plethora is another good word. Absolutely. We're going to be talking more sports when we come back to Tailgate Radio with my good friend and co-host this week, the sports mouth of the South, Jason Fairchild. We'll be right back. Tailgate Nation, the wait is finally over. Baseball season is here at last. Man, I love baseball. And the excitement continues all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. And it does not get any better than that. So why wait until the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just select two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to an enormous payday. Last year, Peter from Colorado won $1 million at DraftKings in one day just playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans like you have already cashed in at DraftKings, and now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code DRAFT15 to play for free. You could win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Now let that sink in for a minute. You could win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Just use that promo code I mentioned earlier, DRAFT15, for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And we are back here on Tailgate Radio, a very special episode with our in-studio co-host. I'm not calling him a guest. He's the co-host this week, the sports mouth of the South, Jason Fairchild. And we were talking during the break in a big, probably the biggest fight in history. And, you know, I grew up Ollie Frazier.
Man, Hagler Hearns.
Hagler Hearns. Sugar Ray and Roberto Duran.
Wow.
There were just so many. But from a money standpoint and from a – I never thought it was going to happen, and it's probably happened 3 years or 4 years later than it should have. But money, money, money. Money Mayweather.
Versus Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. Manny Pacquiao. May 2nd, Las Vegas.
It's a high ticket, man.
$100 to buy on pay-per-view. Probably the most, you know, it's been tarnished a little bit because Pacquiao, his pristine record's no longer in place, but
although 57-5 is not bad.
That's not bad. And all of the talk for all these years that Floyd's been ducking Pacquiao.
And I'm not a Floyd hater, but he ducked him. There's no way you can't even argue that fact. If somebody wanted to come on and argue that with me, I would just have to cut him off because that would lead me to being wrapped in a white jacket.
So do you think that he waited until Manny got his AARP card? Do you think he just picked his spot and said, if I'm going to do it and history's going to prove that I did it, win or lose? Because Mayweather, in my book, I love Floyd Mayweather. I
like the hype.
I like the hype, but the skill... He's fast. I mean, if you break down some of his fights, he's amazing.
He is,
and
he backs it up.
But I like Pacquiao too, and I'm certainly not Burt Sugar. I'm not a sports. I'm not a boxing aficionado.
Fight Doctor Ernie Pacheco. Ernie,
there you go, the fight doctor. So your thoughts on Pacquiao Mayweather?
It's huge. I think one of the reasons it's so big is recalling the fights that we just talked about, Hagler Hearns, Leonard Hagler, even Tyson Holyfield, especially the first one. you used to have big fights. We were very, very fortunate. I never considered myself a boxing fan. But growing up, man, we had big fights once or twice a year. Boxing has just basically disappeared, to be honest with
you. Yeah, and you know, and I know we're not talking about heavyweights, but other than the Klitschko brothers, I don't know any heavyweight fighters right now.
No, I don't either. And because we don't know anybody, and because of the marketing machine that Dana White and the Fertitta brothers are, MMA has surpassed it. And we can talk about MMA in a little bit. I'd love to, you know, talk about that upcoming event. But yeah, it's a huge fight. It's been years in the making. I don't know. I don't know what's changed. Mayweather doesn't need the money. He just doesn't. Maybe he ran out of quality opponents. I kind of looked at it, you know, who his last couple fights were, and they were decent guys. So maybe in his mind, he wasn't, you know, even though it wasn't, he wasn't fighting Pacquiao, he was fighting, you know, what most people considered quality opponents. I'm just glad it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think if nothing else, it's finally put to rest. It's one of those things that's finally going to happen. And I really don't see Mayweather losing this fight. And I could be totally wrong.
Well, here's what's going to have to happen. Manny's got to knock him out. And that's the reason. I don't think he knocks Manny out, but I don't think that Manny can knock him out. So I think he wins. I'm not a big believer in the Nevada State Athletic Commission in the judging at all. So it will probably be a split decision.
You don't think there's going to be any shenanigans in that fight, do you?
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Well, that's another reason that boxing really almost disappeared, because of the corrupt, you know, and I'm not a boxing judge, but, you know, I can sit down and, you know, count 10 times somebody get hit in the face versus four.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
And you know, and with that being said, and again, I'm going to find a bar to go watch that fight, because I'm not going to pay $100.
Let's get you a $20 cover.
There you go. I'll take the $20 any day. That's a good investment.
That leaves you $20 to drink beer and get some hot ones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Got to have a cold Shiner Bock.
Nothing better than Shiner. God, I love Shiner.
Let's make the transition, though. You brought something up about how the UFC specifically has eclipsed boxing in popularity. And I wouldn't disagree with that. You know, they are doing gangbuster pay-per-views. They're selling out every arena.
That's a worldwide sport.
It is
truly, because Dana White can sell out any arena from San Jose to Dublin to Sydney.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys, they've got it right.
Yeah, they have. And you know, the Fertittas have, you know, and I know Dana White is the figurehead and kind of the public face, but those Fertitta brothers, they're the brains behind that operation. And not to say that Dana's is not. I'm sure he's very instrumental in the goings on with the UFC, but they have put together, you know, the UFC was dead. The UFC was a property that had zero value, and these guys saw the opportunity to rebuild the brand and have done a phenomenal job. And, you know, it's funny, because I think when you look at who are the biggest name guys in the UFC right now, and we were talking about this earlier off the air, that, you know, guys like Dan Severn, Ken Shamrock, those guys kind of laid the ground.
The Gracies.
Mark Frye, some of these guys that were just really...
And even Rich Franklin.
Some of those guys,
they were part of the comeback.
And then you have guys like Tito Ortiz and
Chuck Liddell
and even Rampage Jackson, and these guys that really...
Which is going to get to fight this weekend, by the way.
Yeah, is he's fighting for Bellator? Or?
Well, no, he was in a contract with Bellator. He said Bellator violated the contract.
That's right. He's back with the UFC. Yes,
exactly.
That's right.
So there was a temporary injunction granted a couple of weeks ago. A judge sided with Bellator, saying that they hadn't, you know, he hadn't proven that they had given up on his contract. So he appealed it, and then yesterday, the appellate judge ruled in his favor. So he's going to actually get to fight this weekend.
Nice. Nice. I like Rampage. He hadn't won a fight in about 3 years, but he's...
It's never boring.
Never boring.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care. As long as you'll get in there and throw.
Yeah. Anybody that gets in the octagon has got my support. But, you know, talking about who the biggest names in the UFC are now, I mean, I would argue that that the two biggest names right now, and you can, you know, agree or disagree, but I think Ronda Rousey, who they didn't even want women in the sport 3 years ago, and Conor McGregor. I think those two guys have ignited a new, almost like a new renaissance in the UFC, and I could be wrong, but that's my opinion.
They've taken it to the next level. I would definitely say Ronda Rousey, not only for her, how good she is as a fighter, but her crossover. She's not really bad in acting, and she's not bad to look at.
Nope, you're right.
You know, and hey, pretty people are nice to look at. Conor McGregor, he's in waiting. If he beats Jose Aldo, then he's going to get right up there.
And that's not a given.
No, no. And I like the smack talk of McGregor, but there's a little part of me that wants him to get thumped because he'll get another shot. He's good enough. He's not going to disappear if he loses this fight. But I think he needs to be checked. Just he's came up a little too quick for me.
Yeah.
A little too big for his britches.
Well, you know, I think that is the genius. And whether that's him or whether that's the UFC –
Dana White, man.
Everybody likes a bad guy because they sell tickets.
And hey,
because look, you wanted to get his head knocked off.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay to see that? Are you going to be in some situation where you can? Is the consumer or the people that love that kind of martial arts, are they going to spend money to hopefully, in their minds, have Jose Aldo put a sock in his mouth? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that antagonism, I mean, just like movies. I mean, what's the big movie right now? Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah.
7. But there's bad guys in the movie. Well, and, you know.
Better than that, they got the best bad guy. I mean, Jason Statham is a badass.
Yeah.
And that's one of those. And McGregor, I'm going to, again, a broad analogy here. But, you know, just like the ladies like Jason Statham, the ladies like McGregor.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
He's got that Irish temper, and you know, he talks a smack, and I'm sure you saw the press conference where he stole the belt and said, you know, I can't believe you let me do that and you didn't do anything. Well, of course he knew nothing was going to happen,
right?
But he just, you know, poked the bear just a little bit more.
I can't wait, man. Sell those tickets. But hey, just to your point, biggest names right now, McGregor's right there, man. John Bones Jones is,
yeah, absolutely,
he's a beast, and I really don't care for him. I think he's fake. You know, he got busted on the interview
with Daniel Cormier.
Yeah. But, man, he's a bad mofo.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't mess with him. I mean, he's – you know, the guys that speak for themselves in the cage, it's hard to argue with their success. And until he – I mean, and he's built so uniquely. He's got such a long reach. And he's, what, 6'4", I think?
He's like 6'6".
Is he that tall?
Yeah.
6'6". Doesn't his brother play in the NFL?
Yeah, he plays for the Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
But he's got his hands full, too, because he's got Anthony Rumble Johnson coming up, and Rumble Johnson just went to Sweden and smacked.
The guy that went the distance with Jones.
Gustafson.
Yeah.
Almost beat Jones. I mean, in fact, Jones, if you looked at their faces, Jones looked like he lost the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went to I mean, that was a great fight. Probably one of the best fights that I've seen. And Anthony Johnson went to Sweden and knocked him out.
I'm here with the Sports Mouth of the South. Can I call you that?
Absolutely,
I just think it fits, man. You've got that drawl. Not that I have a drawl, but you have
not
that drawl.
Because you're a Midwest guy.
That's right. I'm a Midwest guy.
Hey, but you got to attach me to the all-around breakdown because that's going to be coming out in the next month or so.
The all-around breakdown will be coming up shortly on the Game Day Media Productions Network, and we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. But when we come back also, we're gonna jump into some non-sports topics as well. So be prepared to listen to the rantings of a couple of folks that have some things to talk about that are off the reservation as far as sports go. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio with Jason and John right after this.
Bombas are athletic leisure socks re-engineered to look better, feel better, and perform better. But besides making comfortable socks, Bombas was founded to solve a problem. Since socks are the number one most requested clothing item at homeless shelters, Bombas donates a pair of socks for each pair bought. Bombas has donated more than 150,000 pairs of socks to those in need since launching in October 2013. And these socks are great socks, too. They were researched and developed for 2 years before hitting the market, so you're getting socks that are comfy, They fit well, they don't slip, and they just last and last and last. It's built like a honeycomb for strength. They've got a cushioned blister tab on the ankle if you're an athletic type. And they've tested it at all sorts of tension levels to make sure it won't start falling down after a few months. Basically, comfy quality socks that look good. That's Bombas. So go to bombas.com, that's BOMBAS.com, and use the promo code TAILGATE to get your bonus pair. And whether it's for yourself or for a gift for the upcoming holidays, they'll donate a pair to those in need for each pair you buy. That's bombas.com.
All right, folks, we've got another segment here with the Sports Mouth of the South, the host of the All Around Breakdown, Jason Fairchild. Jason, you having fun here in the Palatial Studios in San Antonio on the Riverwalk?
This is unbelievable, man. The view is amazing. I wish our listeners could see what I'm looking at right now.
I know, man.
You guys would be so jealous. In fact, we may need to put a package together once All Around Breakdown gets on the air, and maybe we have a little contest and give a trip away to some of our listeners to come up here and actually see how awesome our studio is.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I always talk about when I talk about San Antonio, a lot of people don't realize how big San Antonio is. I mean, it's the seventh largest city in the U.S., and being right here on the Riverwalk, we could just grab that bag of that basket of chips going on this boat going by us right now. But, you know, it's amazing that when people come to San Antonio for the first time, they really have no idea what the city's about. And that's what I love about San Antonio. I mean, we're kind of, other than the Spurs, we're kind of sports neutral.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because we don't have any other major league teams.
No, it's like it's a little big city. You said, there's so many things to do, you don't know where to start.
Yeah, and I've tried to get somebody from the San Antonio Visitors and Tourism Bureau to come on the show and just talk to us about San Antonio. Their office is right down the street, and they won't do it. So I'll continue to tout this wonderful city. If you get a chance to take a vacation, come to San Antonio. It is a fun place to be. But don't come in August because it's too damn hot.
Don't come in July either.
Yeah, or June for that matter.
In fact, we should just say October, November, March, or April.
There you go. You've got 2 weeks left before it gets too hot to come to San Antonio. Speaking of hot, let's talk about one of the hottest shows. We're gonna step away from sports for just a second. And you and I were talking about this before. We both love the Shark Tank.
Great show on NBC.
Friday night.
Great show, NBC. Friday night, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Did you say NBC or ABC?
NBC.
I think it's ABC.
I think it is ABC.
Yeah.
NBC would like the plug. NBC wishes they had it.
NBC's got The Voice.
Right. Yeah. But not on Friday.
But not on Friday. So
just another great idea, man.
So let's break down, before we talk about the show, let's break down the sharks. Who's your favorite shark on that show?
Because I'm such a sports guy, it's hard for me not to pick Cuban. So I'm going to remove Cuban from my scenario just because I'm a homer.
Yeah.
And I'm a Dallas fan. I really like Robert Herjavec.
Yeah.
He's a smooth guy. He very rarely gets cocky. Seems to be very genuine.
Yeah.
So I really like Robert Herjavec.
Yeah. I have two. And I just met one of them back in January at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show, and that's Damon John. Damon John works his ass off.
Dude, FUBU.
That guy is a hard-working son of a gun. I watched him for about an hour at that show, working his clients, working with those manufacturers, making deals happen. I mean, there was no pretense about that guy. He was awesome, and I have so much respect for that guy. And I have respect for all of them. They're all successful in their own right. And my other favorite, believe it or not, is not Kevin O'Leary. Barbara Corcoran.
Good. I'm glad you didn't say Lori either. And she's very successful. But yeah. I was worried you were going to go Kevin or Lori.
Nope.
Barbara Corcoran.
I love Barbara Corcoran, you know, in another lifetime.
I bet she'd be fun to hang out with.
Yeah, I think another lifetime, 15, 20 years.
30.
I could have had a chance. Yeah, maybe.
All of that money gets a lot of good surgery. I'm just gonna leave it at that. I'm just saying, all of that money, you can get some really good surgery.
Yeah, and what a great premise for a show. You know, and without getting political too much, you know, in the world that we live in right now, where You know, it's hate America and this, that, and the other, and unemployment so high. It's great to see a show where entrepreneurism and people believing in your concept and you know, and I know a lot of it's TV. I know it's created. I read an article that each one of those person or each one of those folks that brings in a an idea, sometimes they can spend as much as 2 hours with them, and it gets chiseled down to 10-minute segments. But it's still, I think it has sparked creativity in so many people. I know my kids watch it every week, and they're like, I'm gonna invent this, or I'm gonna invent that. And I think that is an overall net positive, and it's just a fun show to watch. And, you know, anybody, and this is for any Shark Tank contestant, if you go in there with less than 10% equity on the line, you're not going to get a deal.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
How many times? $250,000 for a 4%. I'm like, what? No. Yeah.
It's amazing how many contestants don't know how to multiply and divide.
Yeah. Yeah. To determine what their worth is or their company's worth. Yeah. So what do you like most about the Shark Tank?
I like the fact that they invest their own money, that it really is their own money. Now, I'm sure they all get compensated for their time doing the show, but every bit of the investment is their own money. I like the fact that unless you come in there as an arrogant contestant, that if they choose not to, most of the time they give advice, and it's sound advice on what you can do to either come back or build it. It's just a great show all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
You got the bad guy, and man, I can't say that I completely dislike Kevin, because he has his moments where I say, yeah, it's pretty good. But again, getting back to the villain, couple good guys, pretty girl, villain. You know, it's funny how that just kind of translates across movies and sports and TV shows.
And, you know, I didn't realize it until later, and then I've gone back and watched, but this was actually a show that was created in Canada. It's called The Dragon's Den. And both Robert and Kevin were part of that show. They're both Canadian. They don't talk about that much, but those are both Canadian guys.
So now that's two great things Canada's given us, Shark Tank and Wayne Gretzky.
There you go.
Hey,
I would say
that's two home runs. They should just probably quit right now.
Maple syrup?
Yeah.
You're not a maple syrup guy.
Not a big maple syrup.
How about Shania Twain? No.
How old is she now?
About 60.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other. You know, I used to work in Toronto, and I love Toronto. It is a huge, huge city.
Dude, Lake Louise is one of my favorite places in the world, in Calgary.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong with beauty and landscape. It's just, you know, do what you're good at. And
well, you know, I read somewhere that, you know, there's about 30 million Canadian residents, and 95% of them live within an hour of the U.S. border. And it's because you get up too far north and
there's nothing.
It's the frozen tundra. That's right. You know, I almost took a job years and years ago in Montana, this little town called Scobie, Montana, and I had to find it on a map. And it was a town of about 1,000 people, and which I'm familiar with. I've lived in small towns before.
We have.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when I was interviewing for the job, and it was a hospital administrator's job, this was in a different lifetime. But I asked them about shopping and food and groceries and things like that. And they said, well, you know, we have a little store here in town, but most people go to Saskatoon. And I'm like, Saskatoon's in Canada, right? And they're like, yeah, that's in Saskatchewan. And I'm like, how far a drive is that? And they said, oh, it's about 2.5-3 hours. So that was negative strike number one.
Don't forget the milk.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And the second strike was the average temperature in the winter months was in the negatives. And I talked to my wife about it, and she put the ixnay on the antenna.
Good for her.
And so, yeah, that would have been brutal. And I love Montana. It's one of my favorite states. But I like to go as a visitor.
Yep.
I've got a son that's thinking about going to school at University of Montana, home of the Fighting Grizzlies. He wants to be a wildlife biologist. And I was like, what better scenery than the Grand Tetons or the Rocky Mountains or, you know.
And a great Division I AA football team.
One of the best.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm here with the mouth of the South, the host of the All Around Breakdown, Jason Fairchild. You know, that kind of rolls off the tongue.
I like it, man. A little catchy. Didn't want to give our, you know, the listeners too much.
Yeah.
With a new show, keep it short and sweet. And, you know, I'm the little unruly brother of Track Smack and Tailgate Radio.
Yeah, and, you know, we're in the process of putting this all together, and so we don't have a debut date yet, but we're gonna figure some of those details out and make that happen. What else do you have on your agenda before we part ways on this week's episode of Tailgate? This has been a catch-all. You know, we haven't really talked food. We haven't talked beer other than Shiner Bock, which we both agree is nectar of the gods. What else do you have on the agenda that you'd like to discuss this week that the Tailgate Nation would like to?
Let's talk about the awesome weather that's finally about to happen. We're going to get rid of this rain. The sun is slowly but surely coming out. It's about to warm up.
Yeah.
Some beach weather going on.
Well, keep in mind, we have a good portion of residents that are just now digging out of the snow. So I know talking with some friends up in Boston, you know, they had 108 inches of snow, all new record up there. The folks out in the Midwest, they get battered every winter. So, yeah, we're getting ready for some really nice weather. In fact, it's already beach weather here, and it's been a little chilly, a little rainy the last few days. But, you know, I made the comment to one of my friends. It was literally digging out of snow every morning. I said, yeah, man, we had a brutal winter down here in South Texas. We got down to the 30s at least twice. And he's like, he was not kind in his words that he said, but. This is going to be a great spring, a whole lot of, I can't wait to go catch some baseball. I've got my season passes to our little minor league AA team here in the area, and we'll be enjoying plenty of evening games and fireworks after those. And, you know, you talk about just a slice of Americana going to a minor league game.
And you got to get that barbecue pit cleaned up, man.
I know. It's a mess right now. It's been rained. I've got to get, you know what? A couple of weeks ago, I had the barbecue cleaner, the owner of the franchise, Jeffrey Krinsman. I need to reach out to him.
Who is from the Northeast.
Yeah, he's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I need to call him and say, hey, who do you recommend? Which one of your guys do you recommend to come and clean my grill? That's a great observation.
You know, we could do a live show and cook while we were on the air. We should think
absolutely
about doing that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to be adding a video element to our website real soon. We're going to be doing some grilling tips and some, you know, some of the gadgets that we talk about and that we put on the website in kind of a static way. We're actually going to be doing some live demos with that and some opportunities to purchase those items at a manufacturer's discount because of their relationship with us at Tailgate Radio. So we've got a lot of that stuff that is getting ready to happen.
A lot of great products that are going to get unveiled in the very near future for our listeners. A lot of cool stuff.
Yep, absolutely. So before we go, have you been working on a tagline? You know, I have my tagline. It's keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. You know, you got to have a tagline, Jason.
I've thought about it, and, man, this has all, you know, kind of happened really fast. Past several weeks has kind of all really come together where, you know, this thing's actually going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of glad at this point I've got a show name and I guess now an official nickname.
You can tell me, you know, you can say, man, don't say that. I'll back off.
There's probably a lot of people out there more than I'd like to admit that would completely think the mouth of the South is better than accurate.
Yeah. Well, you know, there were some other mouth of the South, and that's why I tagged the sports mouth of the South. You know, you had Ted Turner,
yes,
who was probably the most famous mouth of the South. And then we were just over at the gym a little while ago where we met my good friend Funaki from WWE, and he at one time had a manager named Jimmy Hart, who was the mouth of the South.
The great Jimmy Hart. Mid-South wrestling growing up where we did was the king.
Absolutely.
Every Saturday morning, man, I could not wait.
Oh, yeah. I'm still a fan. I still go over there and watch those guys work out, and we have a gym right down the street where Funaki, the former WWE cruiserweight champion, trains the superstars of tomorrow for WWE. And,
yeah, little quick story. The worst, I would call it a disciplinary action of my life, a.k.a. ass whooping, was when I tried to pile drive my sister. I was about 10 Bob Sweet Tan was on that morning and like, hey, come here, let's try this out. I mean, it, you know, it was a pretty cool move.
Yeah, dropping somebody straight on their head.
My dad didn't really go along with that. Yeah, let's just say there was limited wrestling moves in the Fairchild household after that unfortunate.
Probably limited wrestling viewing as well.
I probably lost my TV privileges for several weeks.
Yeah, it's not good. You know, of course.
That's the great thing about having a sister, though, man.
Well, you know, I was the youngest, so I was the recipient of said moves and the figure four leg lock and some of these other devastating holds from the world of pro wrestling.
Right. I'm just really glad that UFC wasn't around then, because I'm sure I would have been trying to get her to tap. And that
you know, and if you've got a chain link fence in the backyard, they'd have you. So we'll leave on that high note. We will leave for this week. And Jason, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come into the studio this week. I'm really looking forward to you know, going down this road with you together and figuring out a way to bring everything to life in a way that's good for you and good for the listeners, because at the end of the day, it's all about the people out there listening. And as I've said before, whether you like us or you don't like us, talk to us. You know, with social media, you know, we're approaching 50,000 followers on Twitter, which is amazing. And they let us know, you know, they let us know what they like, what they don't like. They give us great guest suggestions. And it's always fun acknowledging people that are listening to the show, because it just makes it that much more personal. You know, I think that's one of the things, you know, dealing with social media, when you talk about sports and any type of celebrity where there's always been that hard wall, you know,
right
back when I was a kid, if you wanted to an autograph from Roger Staubach or somebody like that, you wrote a letter and you waited, and maybe it came and maybe it didn't. But nowadays you can get on social media and interact directly, oftentimes, with some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment. And that is amazing that you're able to do that. And don't abuse that privilege. You can abuse us at Tailgate Radio, but you don't want to. And I'm not holding those people up to a higher standard.
Right.
It's just they don't have to if they don't want to.
Right.
But they're selling, you know, their next movie. They're selling tickets to the next big game. And just treat people with respect.
Absolutely. And I'm really appreciate your time today, and I'm really excited to be part of the Game Day Media family. And like you said, there is no us without the listeners. So you guys keep listening, good, bad, or otherwise. Send it. We like hearing it all. I'm sure you'll have lots of suggestions for me when we get my show up and running. And like I said, just can't wait to hear from you guys, and just really appreciate you guys, you know, downloading us weekly. And, you know, like I said, without you, there is no us.
Absolutely. So, folks, before we go, just want to make a quick reminder. You can check us out at tailgateradio.com on the Google machine. You can also go to Twitter at Tailgate Radio and leave us a message. Let us know what you're thinking and what you'd like to hear here on Tailgate Radio. I also want to thank our good friends over at Midroll in Los Angeles that help us pay the bills, keep the lights on, keep the bandwidth rolling, and our partner Bill Trevor up in the greater Boston area, who handles all of our social media and website. We've got a great team here at Game Day Media. Jason's going to be joining the family very shortly. And for everybody that makes Tailgate Radio and all the shows in the Game Day Media family possible, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot. We'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. We'll